We know that 22 people have been killed, some of them children, after an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert in the city. But what has reaction been like across the world? My colleague Tom Mulligan is a senior digital journalist from BBC Monitoring, based here in Caversham. You're just saying to me then that the volume of what is coming into you is so great that you're actually struggling to keep up with it.
We are, yeah. I mean, one of the things we've been noting so far is the huge amount of international media coverage and reaction to this. It's the top story in most countries we're monitoring at the moment. The first thing we've been noticing is that many world leaders have been sending messages to the UK, messages of support, horrified reaction. We've noticed what the French Prime Minister has been saying, calling it most cowardly terrorism. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned it as a cynical and inhumane crime. We've seen calls from Xi Jinping in China, who's telephoned Queen Elizabeth, and we've seen reactions from Indian, Canadian, Australian prime ministers as well, expressing their solidarity. In terms of the media, the American papers have woken up this morning and are reporting this, and the Washington Post is saying that the British police believe the blast was the work of a lone attacker who died at the scene, and they're trying to determine whether it was part of a terrorist network. The Washington Post are also looking at this, the way that Twitter has been used for people to extend support to people looking for lost relatives as well. In the Middle East, it's a really big story as well. Not every media outlet in the Middle East is giving it top billing. For example, in Syria, it's not the top story in Syria at the mm-hmm. moment. But on the Al Jazeera TV, which is the big regional Arabic channel, it's they're keeping close up, giving lots of updates and keeping a close eye on what's going on, giving the casualty figures, noticing it was the worst attack since 2005.
And obviously for us here in the UK, as horrific as it is, there's very much a focus on the fact that this was an event at which there were many young people, there were many children, there were many young people, and they are part of the list of fatalities that we have so far. Is that something that's being reflected yes. across the world in terms of media
yeah,
coverage?
I mean, this definitely sort of underscores the sort of horror of the people's reactions to this, whether it's for example, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, he really condemned the attack in Manchester. He sends his condolences to the families of the victims. He says terror is a worldwide threat, and the enlightened nations should act together to defeat it everywhere. It's the fact that so many of the victims were young people has really fired the reactions. Countries like Iran, who you know not traditionally friendly with the UK, have come out and really expressed strong horror at what's happened as well.
And how unusual is that?
Well, it's I think whenever there has been attacks in Western Europe over the last couple of years, Iran normally does come out and really condemn them.
So we've got a widespread condemnation across the world, as you would expect, a focus on the fact that children and young people were at the centre of what happened in Manchester last night, and an overwhelming support for the UK, would you say, going forward?
Yeah, I think we've seen one or two sort of absolutely overwhelming. Yeah, absolutely. We have observed one or two sort of snipes at the UK for maybe double stat, one from China, somebody in China. But these are users on social media.
Right.
It's not
as opposed
not
to media
official
sources.
Media. Yeah.
Yeah. What do we know about anyone claiming responsibility at this stage? What have you seen regarding the media across the world and social media?
We have not seen any claims for responsibility from any of the jihadist groups that we monitor yet, but we're keeping a very close eye on those sort of sources to see if that changes throughout the day. What we have been noticing is the supporters of jihadist groups like Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have been getting online and actually cheering what's been happening and celebrating it in a sense, but that's also expected behaviour from jihadist online sources. But what we've not seen is a clear claim of responsibility yet.
And presumably this is a situation that's changing all the time. You said that there's so much incoming to you guys at the moment, it's very difficult to keep abreast of what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Good to talk to you, Tom. Thank you. That's my colleague Tom Mulligan, who's a senior digital journalist from BBC Monitoring based here in Caversham. We